So I'm curious, Ben, how you approach this question of Remdesivir. Maybe you could review the data. Also, Ray was referring to, quote, 6 weeks, but I'm also curious about hazard ratios and other things that we know about this strategy, both risks and benefits, in terms of how you see it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the REVEL trial, one of the largest second-line trials, we have clean randomization 1-to-1 in patients who are platinum refractory to single-agent docetaxel versus docetaxel plus ramucirumab. Question being asked was, if you add RAM to docetaxel, is there an improvement in outcome? And we did see what I call the triple threat. I mean, we saw an improvement in response rate that was modest. We saw a 6-week improvement in PFS that Ray alluded to. And we saw a 6-week improvement in OS. And so these benefits are modest. The hazard ratio, I believe, was around 0.8, 0.82, something around there. And this did come at the cost of a little bit more toxicity, a little more fatigue, and cytopenias and febrile neutropenia was there as well. And I think when you have a drug or a drug combo that provides a modest benefit in outcome at the cost of some toxicity, this is an individualized treatment decision. I mean, I'm like Ray. I try to offer my patients ramucirumab if just for the sake of giving them an anti-angiogenesis strategy in combination with a backbone of taxane, but it's individualized. I think that the benefits are modest at best and certainly an option for our patients, but not for all patients.